Okay, today we're going to continue with the fourth parak of Maseches. Vachum, you're up to parak Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. Be'sham yom, kol ha'nitonin al mizbeach ha'chiton. Anything that, any carbon that where you put the blood on the mizbeach ha'chiton, shem nesod matona achas kiper, where had you only done a single matnas dam on the mizbeach, it would be kapara, it would work. O b'chatas shtei matonos, and in the case of a carbon chatas, where two matonos would work, be'silolomrim, af chatas shem nesod matona achas keeper, that even if you do a matana achas on a chatos, that's also going to be enough for a kapara. Meaning they're arguing, what's the minimum? We know how many zrikos dam you're supposed to do, but what's the minimum amount that you can do in order for the carbon to still be a kosher carbon? So Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai holds that if it's a mizbeach chitzon carbon, it needs matana achas minimally, and a chatos needs two matanos minimally, and Beis Hillel says that it's always matana achas minimally. Now the Mishnah says, and therefore as far as pigul is concerned, if a Kohen do the first matnas dam properly, and the second one he did with the machshav chutzes mana keeper, so then it's going to be a valid kapara because the carbon isn't pickled, because the carbonos are totally kosher as soon as he did the first matnas dam, and the basar, the emurin, are already mutarit at that time. So whatever pickled machshav you're going to have afterwards, it's too late. It's already kosher. If he did the first matnas dam with the machshav of chutzes mana and the second one chutzem koma, then pickled v'chayven of curries. It's considered karavamatir kumitzvaso because at the time you did the first matnas dam, it's already karavamatir. Everything that needed was that it was essential to it was already done, and therefore the machshav of chutzum komo afterwards is not going to ruin it. Mishnah base, kol ha'nitonin mizbeach ha'pnimi. Anything that where the dam is nizrak on the mizbeach ha'pnimi, shem chisrachas min ha'matonos lo kipar. If the kohen didn't do any one of the matnos that it's supposed to happen, the whole carbon is pasul, lefi chacham nasum kulum kitikon va'ach. So if you did all the matnas dam properly, and one of them with a machshav of chutzes mano or chutzem mekomo, pasul then bakaris, then it's going to be pasul, but there's not going to be any kares when you eat the meat, because the kares for pickle is only when all of the matnas dam of a chatzas apnimi are necessary to allow the emurin of that chatzas to be burnt on the zbech, and it can't become pigul if you had only a machshava on part of the matir, on a chatzi matir. So if you had a machshava's pigul on a whole matir, that's where we're going to say that it's going to be pigul. But a machshava on a chatzi matir is not going to make it pigul. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Aleph, we said machloks b'sham b'shilel, what the minimum amount of matnas dam in order for the carbon to be valid is by a carbon chatos, whether it's shtei matanos or matana achas. But everyone agrees the other carbonos on the chitzon is matana achas is the minimum, and that has two ramifications. That if you did that matana achas properly, and the second one with machshav chutzes mano, it's a valid carbon. But the second ramification is that if you did the first matana with a machshav chutzes mano, then whatever other machshavos you have with the other matanos, it's going to be pigul. Then in Mishnah Beis we learned that anything that's put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, if it's missing any one of the matanos, the whole thing is not mechaper. So if you do all of them kitiknon and one shalo kitikna, it's pasul, but there's no kares. The reason there's no kares is because you're not going to have pigul when you have a machshava on a chatzi matir. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Gimel.